Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning into Starlight Tarot at this time and at this hour. This is going to be a love reading for Leo North Node. Messages for Leo North Node for love. Leo North Node and love. Leo North Node and love. Messages for Leo North Node and love. I'm seeing the Three of Swords and the Seven of Cups. There's confusion. There's hurt. But something is coming to the surface with the moon in reverse. Someone may reveal themselves to you, or something is going to be revealed to you from someone you love, someone you may feel connected to. Someone wants to tell you a secret. Someone wants to open up. I feel like there's something you're not seeing, or there's something that you're not looking at, Leo North Node, for love. There's something you're missing. And I feel like you know what it is, but you can't seem to find the words to express it, maybe. But you just know that feeling, or you have that feeling, that intuitive nudge. Maybe you felt like someone was going to connect with you sooner or later on an emotional level. I feel like you miss someone too, or someone is missing you. You're a person to be missed. You have a very intricate personality. You can be a bit mysterious. People like that about you, or this person does. What is the moon in reverse? The Nine of Pentacles in reverse. Okay, so feeling codependent on, I feel like, your feelings. You've been depending on your feelings a lot to guide you or stabilize you in some way. But it hasn't been working, because you can get caught up in fantasy land and you don't put in as much work as you should. You know, it's like you're in space, or you're dazed. You're going through your own personal emotions. There's a lack of focus. There's some form of instability here. There's something preventing you from being all that you can be. What is the Nine of Pentacles in reverse? Or someone feels let down by you, or someone has mixed emotions. They don't know how to feel being without you. Them being on their own, it cripples them. They feel crippled. Okay, maybe someone was, you know, really codependent on you. And someone could be actually going through some form of an awakening, or someone is having a little realization. Someone is having a small realization. What is the Nine of Pentacles in reverse? The Seven of Wands. Okay, blocking something off. Okay, I feel like someone tries to block off their thoughts of you, because I feel like someone is feeling vulnerable without you. And I feel like they haven't found it yet. They haven't found a way yet to communicate with you. it's like they've been on standby or they're a bit defensive because they still have to open their minds up to some things, you know. They like that you're receptive. Okay, they like that you're able to see through the fog and cut through the bullshit. They like that. They like that you're open. They like that you don't hide who you are. Okay, and I feel like this person could be a bit protective of you. I don't want to say overprotective because I feel like they're trying to protect themselves, you know, from really going that deep with you. You know, someone doesn't want to go that deep, but they feel that connection that you feel. The feelings are mutual here. They are. They are. And it is a challenge with the Nine of Wands showing face. Yeah, someone's going through an awakening. Judgment just came out. Someone is having an epiphany or a sudden realization, becoming self-aware, their self-awareness. And it's through trial and error. Someone had to go through their own personal transformation to understand their feelings for you. Okay, someone, because I feel like someone would secretly fight for you, but they will never tell you that. They will never tell you that. But I feel like whatever the Eight of Cups came out, that's walking away. That's walking away. Leaving something or someone behind. I feel like you're taking the higher road. You're taking the higher call. You're choosing to be the better or bigger person. Because I feel like someone has mood swings. Okay. One minute they know what they want, the next they don't. Or they're defensive. You know, and they're not stable themselves, you know. This was kind of like a codependent relationship, you know? Kind of like where you don't leave this person's side, you're always with them. You know what I mean? Very intimate, though. You guys are very intimate. Messages. I'm going to get a few more messages and then wrap it up. But you're right where you need to be. I do see elevation. I feel like you may need to block this person off in order to elevate. Because judgment is all about elevation. It's all about ascension. So someone here is going through an ascension period and they are being forced to leave someone behind that has unclear intentions, or, you know, this could be you, take what resonates, vice versa. But someone's intentions are not clear. And someone is not in their right state of mind either, with the Nine of Pentacles in reverse. Okay. There's inconsistencies. Okay, and so there's a need to there's a need to walk away. No more dealing with the inconsistencies. Someone here is rising above it, but still defending their reasons, their logic for doing what they're doing. Yeah. Because someone has regrets with the Nine of Swords. Someone has been worried, you know, dwelling on the past. Possibly wondering, you know, why or how something just couldn't work out, or why couldn't it be fruitful? Because I don't see any growth here besides judgment. And it just looks like someone kept putting themselves through the same negative cycles, only to keep, you know, getting the same lesson over and over again until someone woke up one day and just realized that they had to go, you know? It was like no more relying on someone else to make me feel good, confident, beautiful, successful, you know? Because the Nine of Pentacles upright is someone who is successful, stable, an entrepreneur. Someone here has some insecurities. And it shows. And it's time for you to elevate. It's time for you to take on another path on your journey. With the Knight of Pentacles coming out, this is you trotting along your journey. It's a slow pace, but you're on your way. This is being goal-oriented and stable. Okay, this is someone coming in, or an offer coming in, a proposal. Someone taking a stand or standing their ground. I'm hearing promising proposal. One that you could bet on. You just have to keep going. You just have to keep going. Don't worry about how long it takes. You know, all great things take time. And so, I'm also hearing golden ticket. So you have the golden ticket. You won something. You won a prize or something like that. A gift of stability. Yeah, the Tower. The Ace of Cups. Yeah, it's sad because you have to let something go. The Sun in reverse showed face. But the Knight of Pentacles is on their way to the Tower. The Tower, that's corporate. Officials. You know. That's like executives. Big chiefs, you know, bosses, CEOs. That's the Tower. The Tower is also a confirmation of elevation. You're reaching your peak. Someone here is reaching their peak. And it's making you want to be emotionally open to everyone and everything around you with the Ace of Cups. This doesn't have to do with just one person. Remember, this is also Leo North Node. So we're speaking about potential. We're speaking about potential. So all of this has potential. There's potential, an immense amount of potential. I feel like this person actually recognizes you for this. How you can, you know, just be so strong to just walk away. And come to terms with the fact that you're not going to be with them anymore. There's something new coming in. There's something new coming in. Okay. You look like you're sitting there in the Knight of Pentacles like a picture. Picture perfect. Like your confidence, and you're a Leo. So I expect you to be confident. You know what I mean? You're confident in your skill set. You're confident in your skill set. You're confident in your craft, your craftsmanship. You're confident in your stability. You're confident in your security. And you just came out in reverse. The strength card in reverse. That's you, Leo. And I feel like that's because you're so confident because you know trying times. Remember I said earlier, trial and error. You understand trying times. And now the sun is coming out upright at the bottom of the deck. And remember before it was in reverse. This is because I feel like through all of the pain that you've been through with this person on an emotional level that has held you back for some time, that, you know, almost it had you for a split second blocking your own ascension. You were blocking your own ascension. And when you were blocking your own ascension, that's when you was feeling weak, tired, unmotivated. There was a lack of drive, ambition. You weren't focused. You were having a hard time facing your challenges head on. With the strength card in reverse. But your nobility, it shows throughout your whole reading. Your nobility, it shows to get back on track, gain some form of focus, and stay committed. Stay committed. This is a commitment to yourself, I'm seeing, for your own emotional growth and happiness. And I feel like you're anticipating this jump, this change, this shift within the emotional atmosphere, and it is changing. It is changing. People's feelings are going to change towards you because you have found the confidence with all of the dignity that you had to walk away from something that was, I feel, stunting your growth. And now we have the sun coming out as the last card of the spread for a happy ending. Because you find a solution, you become enlightened, you become aware, you remember your innocence, and you start to get creative, you have fun a little bit. Or a lot. You smile more. Okay. So I feel like things are going to be looking up towards the summertime. Possibly even during your season, during Leo season. Yeah, the sun just came out again from my Leonorman Oracle deck. Yeah, the summertime. And then the heart came out. So during the summertime, you're going to be feeling very warm, loving, sensational, sensual, okay? Things are going to be looking up for you in love. Okay, I feel like there could be a new passionate lover that enters the picture as well, who is going to help you heal. Okay, or, you know, or someone who is going to join in with you and heal as well. This person may want to heal with you. Okay, so I feel like you are in for some deep healing, Leo North Node. And I feel like there's nothing to be worried about. Don't allow your negative thoughts and doubts and fears to hold you back from your ascension. Become enlightened, become free, you know, be more confident in your skin. And walk away from anything that does not reflect what you are trying to be and achieve. Okay, so, yep, and the tower is showing face again. Yeah. Okay, you're rising to the top, you're elevating. Okay, Leo North Node, and I feel like, you know, you're done allowing someone and, you know, false relationships to hold you back from the love that you deserve. Okay, I feel like there was someone trying to hold you back because they couldn't get themselves together. And so they would project their fears and emotions out onto you to throw you off course so that you would be on the same level that they're on, but you're not on their level. You're above them. You're above them. All right, Leo North Node. So I'm sending you so much love, light, peace, and healing energy. Thanks for tuning in to Starlight Tarot at this time and at this hour. I'm sending you so much unconditional love. Mwah.